Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
That should bring the cows back, too.
Yeah, that would do it.
That's more of a warning. That's the bell cow. You follow the bell cow.
Right.
And the bell cow of the Bob Morning Show, of course, is the almanac.
All roads lead to the almanac.
Yeah. Dick, you're back there. Could you lower that, lower the theme down just a little bit? Seems a little bit louder than it usually is. Because you're usually in studio. You lower that baby down.
I lower it way down. Yeah.
We don't want to drown out any of the fun.
No.
That's one thing we don't want to do here.
So, lower, Dick.
Yeah, put Dick back in the studio. You got to lower that down even further. The pot that has the almanac theme. That's just so we can barely hear it.
You're the man.
Yeah, that should be good. Close circuit to Dick. Good job, Dick. All right, let's do today's Bob Almanac. Oh, I want to pass along a little information for Bob Almanac fans that the Bob website, mybobcountry.com, has changed. We got a new Bob website.
Yeah, I knew it was in the works and we'd approved it. I didn't know when it was going to be enacted.
It happened sometime
a short time ago, right?
Yeah, I think it was end of last week. It went live. And there's a new spot for you to listen to past Bob Almanacs. Now, we had a technical issue there. I think there's some that we're not going to be able to get up, but I know yesterday's is up there. And now you go to the top menu on our homepage, and under On the Air, you'll see Bob Almanac. It's the first one. And then click on that, and you'll see the archived versions and editions of the Bob Almanac. So I know we were getting some questions on where that would be. It's a different location, but it's on the drop-down menu under On Air at mybobcountry.com. This date, Tuesday, August 27th. How loud was that bell cow, or that cow bell?
I thought it was about right. I don't see any cows coming.
I was pinning the meter. We'll see them. They'll be here. It takes a while for that to travel. And some of the cows actually listen to Bob, I think. They got the little earbuds in. So today, the 240th day of the year, 1921, the owner of the Acme Packing Company. This date, 1921. Neil, I don't know if you know this here. What are you saying, Mike? What are you talking about? Where's my Go Pack Go here? I got...
Do I need headphones for that?
No, you don't. No. You should hear them through the speakers here. Let's see. Maybe it's... we've had issues. Who knows? I may have taken a lightning strike earlier here today.
It looks like everything is.
Yeah, you know. Here we go.
Go Pack Go!
Sorry, Vikings fans, but
Go Pack Go!
This was the day that Acme Packing Company, Mike from Egan, you're not allowed ever again on the Bob Morning Show. You're a Packer fan, apparently.
Just leave your cookies and go.
Yeah.
Oh, he's an owner.
He's an owner. He's got one of those little sheets of paper. Are you making personnel decisions as well? Did you give a thumbs up on that Jordan Love contract? That was kind of dumb. Anyway, the Acme Packing Company bought a pro football team for Green Bay, Wisconsin. And J.E. Clair paid tribute to those who worked in his plant by naming the team the Green Bay Packers. Go Pack Go, but I'm not saying that, but I thought I would play that because, well.
That's what we do.
I don't get triggered. Some Vikings fans get triggered by hearing that whole Go Pack Go thing.
Right.
1955, the Guinness Book of World Records, Neil, published for the first time in Britain. The following year, it launched in the United States, sold 70,000 copies. I decided to go through and to come up with some of the more stupid Guinness Book of World Records.
And there are plenty to choose from, I'm guessing.
Cycling backward with a violin.
You're serious.
Most snails on a face. Finn Kelleher of Sandy, Utah, age 11, had 43 live snails on his face. Number three, most eggs crushed with head. Most people brushing their teeth simultaneously. 10,800 in the Philippines.
Wow.
Largest collection of sick bags from airlines.
Oh, nice.
Nick Vermeulen has 6,016 sick bags. Does he ever get sick?
Can you take those legally?
I don't know. I think that's theft.
I think it
is. He should be on the no-fly list. Longest ear hair. Radakant Baka.
I had nearly the record. I saw it and I cut it though.
Radak. Well, yours were. What do they do? They rustle into the wind. What do? They rustle.
Yes.
Yes. When you hear rustling of your ear hair, you know it's time then to trim it up.
Yep.
But Radakant Baka from India set the record, longest ear hair growing from the center of his ear in 2003. It was 13.2 centimeters.
Impressive.
That's long. Mm-hmm. Largest Smurf meeting ever.
Oh, boy.
2,500 Smurfs. Most married person. Linda Lou Taylor of Indiana holds the record. She's been married 23 times. That's funny that her last name is Taylor.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, two Taylors together. Now you're in the 30s.
Highest jump by a guinea pig. And for me, the dumbest one, the hardest kick in the groin. I don't know how they measure that pounds per square inch. I guess.
Hey, stop by. We're having a groin kicking contest.
The inches
today.
There. Watch out for the inches.
Get you in the Guinness book.
Hardest kick in the groin.
Where do guys volunteer for that?
Yeah, so let's go to 1961. More audio here this time around.
Is the guest an animal?
Yes, I think so.
Is the guest an animal who ordinarily is not given the power of speech, but in some motion pictures possibly has talked?
Yes.
Would this be an animal that, begging Hal Bott's pardon, is a sort of a jackass or a mule?
You got to get on to yourself.
Our guest is a mule, yes.
I would say it's Francis.
Well, beg my pardon.
Yes, this date, 1961, Francis the Talking Mule. Not Mr. Ed, but Francis the Talking Mule came before Mr. Ed.
He did, in the movies.
Yes, was a mystery guest on What's My Line.
That's awesome.
And people who may not be familiar with that show, What's My Line doesn't mean what's my line like in a movie or in a song or in a joke, like whose line is it anyway?
Right.
This is my line of work.
Yes.
What's my line of work? And some people may not be aware of that.
That was a great show.
Yeah, it was.
I did
it was
enjoy
on for a long
it.
Time.
Yes.
That was on this date.
I was a young lad.
1964. Let's go to 1965 here today.
And Jerry Schilling and I greeted them at the door. And we led them into, you know, kind of showed them around a little bit briefly. And then Elvis was waiting for them in the den. They were so cute. They were so cute. They were so excited, but so nervous. You could hear a pin drop when they walked in.
There's Priscilla Presley. What is she talking about? She's talking about the day that the Beatles met Elvis.
How cool is that?
The first and only time that the Beatles and Elvis met was at Presley's Bel Air, California home. That's when the Beatles were touring. I believe that was part of the tour where they're at Candlestick Park.
And Met Stadium.
And, yep, part of that tour because they were just at Met Stadium, mentioned on the Almanac.
Yep.
That was about a week ago. Good morning, ma'am. So that was this date, 1965. Let's move on to 1990, and this was in the news.
Oh.
There's been a major blow to the rock music world. A deadly helicopter crash early this morning in Wisconsin. Five people have been killed, including rock guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan and other members of rock star Eric Clapton's band. Clapton, however, was not aboard the helicopter. It was heading to Midway Airport in Chicago following a concert late last night. No word yet on the cause of the crash.
Yeah, they were heading to Chicago, and the crash occurred in Wisconsin. Stevie Ray Vaughan, just 35, one of the great guitarists of all time.
Super talent. That was a tragedy. Another tragedy in Eric Clapton's life, as several of his close friends and band members there. Yeah, that's a terrible day.
Yeah, think of that. Eric Clapton, I mean, he had that, and then, of course, he had his son that fell from the apartment window.
Yeah, from however many, 50, 60 floors.
Way too high to even mention here at this point. But so that was this date in 1990, and, of course, that was Brian Williams, who was then doing local television. I think that was in California. I think if we played the bit a little bit further on, he said he was also on that helicopter but survived. Brian Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Now
we found out he could fly.
Yes.
He actually flew.
2012.
He was in trouble.
Yeah, 2012.
Hello, this is Charlie Bolden, NASA Administrator, speaking to you via the broadcast capabilities of the Curiosity rover.
which is now on the surface of Mars.
Wow.
Since the beginning of time, humankind's curiosity has led us to constantly...
So what this is, what you're listening to, is the first ever interplanetary human voice recording from Mars to the Earth. They had sent a recording along with the rover Curiosity, and then they triggered it and they played it back from Mars, and that was
pretty
clear.
Clean.
Yeah, that was that's cleaner than our signal sometimes.
Right.
That's coming from Mars. Think about that just for a moment. That was this date just going back 12 years ago today. We have birthdays now today here on Bob.
You people are D-Squad. D for dirtbags. When I say, hey, dirtbags, that means you. You people are going to hate my guts for the rest of your lives. I am going to make you sorry that you ever came here.
He's Captain Harris from Police Academy. So who's better, Captain Harris or Sergeant Hulka?
Well,
from Stripes. They're
both
pretty good.
They're both really good. That's 1A, 1B right there.
And that's the actor who played Captain Harris on the Police Academy movies. G.W. Bailey is 80 today.
Or may I call you Triple X?
So you know who I am.
You made quite an impression.
I'm sorry about Ivan and Boris. They exceeded their orders.
Good stuff is hard to find these days.
Yes, sir.
The lady.
Oh, you know who that is.
I do.
Yes, that's Barbara Bach, The Spy Who Loved Me. Pretty good song came out of that movie by Carly Simon.
Yes, and that's, you know, I liked a lot of the Roger Moore Bonds. That one was my favorite, The Spy Who Loved Me. And Barbara Bach was a big part of why I enjoyed it so much.
Now, was Barbara Bach with Ringo Starr and then with Eric Clapton? Is she the one that crossed over? Who was that?
No, that was...
Somebody will text that in.
I thought it was...
Because wasn't there somebody, because Eric Clapton's wife, that was George Harrison. That was George Harrison, and I can't remember her name now.
Yeah.
It was George Harrison.
Right.
And Eric Clapton, there was a wife swap that took place there. Mm-hmm. Barbara Bach, just as lovely as anybody.
Still with Ringo.
Yes. Don't confuse her with Catherine Bach.
No, both
Daisy
lovely.
Duke, yes. Barbara Bach, 77 today.
I'm Sergeant Slaughter. That's all you have to know, and that's all you have to know. Snooka, what's it like to come out of the oven and right into the frying pan? Right up against Sergeant Slaughter.
He's our wrestler of the day. He'd come out in his campaign cover. That's what the hat was. And he'd have the swagger stick and the whistle. Sergeant Slaughter. He's a Minneapolis boy.
Yes.
Born in Meeker County. He went to school in Minneapolis. His real name, Bob Remus. And became one of the more famous wrestlers because G.I. Joe then used him. He was in G.I. Joe.
For sure.
And he was also in the AWA, part of the Heenan family, as a Super Destroyer Mark II. People forget that.
I did until just now.
Yeah, so Sergeant
Thank you for
Slaughter.
That.
Yeah, happy birthday. He's 76 today.
Drink the drink.
But I don't want the drink.
He doesn't want the drink.
He does.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
Oh, a little reverse psychology there, almost gaslighting there. That's Roger Rabbit, Neil. Who framed Roger Rabbit? The guy who did the voice of that famous rabbit. Roger Rabbit, Charles Fleischer, here today. He's 74. Who doesn't love this lady on Grey's Anatomy? Dr. Miranda Bailey. I know she's my wife's favorite. We got more signs showing up.
Yeah, I couldn't get under there and get that. We needed a younger man.
So Chandra Wilson from Grey's Anatomy, 55 today. I think she's been on that thing for the entire run, and that show just keeps going and going and going. I know
your wife still watch that?
Oh, yeah, it's her favorite. Yeah, she still has Grey's Anatomy watch parties.
Oh, my.
True.
Cuddy, Joe, how's it going?
Hey, Jim. Tommy's really taking this Minnesota thing, huh?
You betcha. Yeah, which way to the clubhouse?
right down there.
Remember that Jim Tomey, Paul Bunyan commercial the Twins did? Gosh,
yes,
that
I
was
do.
Just genius. So Jim Tomey was with the
really
Twins for a couple of years. He was here in the beginning of Target Field, and he fit in so well. Fans treat him like he was here for a decade.
Right.
Right?
He was very popular.
Very popular.
Hit some big home runs for us.
He is 54 here. Yeah, he hit one. He had a walk-off against the White Sox. He hit one off the top of the flagpole.
Right.
In right field. So, Jim Tomey, happy birthday. Thanks for your time and helping the Twins kick off Target Field. And
for
we got
sure.
one more living birthday today.
So, no pseudo.
No pseudo.
So, you do have a plan. Yeah, Mr. White. Yes, yeah, science.
Mr. White. Heisenberg, you can call him Heisenberg, if you will. That's Aaron Paul, who was Jesse Pinkman. He's the guy who helped Mr. White when he started his whole drug campaign there to raise money to help out his family as he was dying from cancer. Neil, that's Breaking Bad.
That is Breaking
you do,
Bad.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. Okay. I never watched it. But.
So guess what? Bryan Cranston, they're coming out with a new one. Apparently, it looks like, based on the trailer and everything, he survived the final episode of Breaking Bad. He's in a
I thought everybody got blown up.
Well, you know, well, Jesse Pinkman survived because they had a movie about him after. But it looks like Walter White survived, unless he had an identical twin or a doppelganger.
Sure.
I can't wait till that starts streaming on AMC. But Aaron Paul, Jesse Pinkman today, 45 years old.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We're going to start with businessman and aviator. I didn't know he was an aviator. I knew along with his buddy F. Royce, they founded Rolls-Royce. We're talking about Charles Stewart Rolls, Chuck Stewie Rolls, 1877. And they did pretty well with their, and they're very expensive automobiles. I don't own one. I have never. I don't plan to at this point. Actor Harry Antrim, he was in the film Miracle on 34th Street. Well, he was Kris Kringle.
No, he was H.R. Macy.
Oh, he was Macy.
Yeah,
okay.
Here we go.
Your name?
Yeah.
R.H. Macy. You are the owner of one of the biggest department stores in New York City?
The biggest.
Mr. Macy, if you recognize the gentleman seated there, will you tell us who he is?
Kris Kringle.
Your employee, is he not?
Yes.
Do you believe him to be truthful?
Yes.
Did I say R.H. Macy or H.R. Macy? Because I might have said H.R. because of H.R. Puffin stuff.
Right, it's
H.R.
R.H. Yeah, I
Puffin
think you said
stuff.
R.H.
R.H., it's actually R.H. I may have said H.R.
Yeah.
H.R. Puffin stuff.
And it was Edward somebody who played Kris Kringle, I think.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, so my bad there. Harry Antrim, though, he was R.H. Macy, Miracle on 34th Street. And he was born on this day, 1884.
Neil? It's a little tougher doing the almanac out in the elements, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, with all the things going on, tacos, flashing lights, people waving.
It is. It's
flashing, people flashing you.
And the gates just opened here 11 minutes ago.
Here they come.
A little delayed. Former president of our United States, born on this day, 1908. We're talking about Lyndon Baines Johnson. Took over, of course, after JFK was assassinated. He was the VP at the time.
You heard that he was very proud about one part of his body. You had heard about that. Okay,
That is Lyndon B., born on this day, 1908. She was married to Ray Kroc, and they made some money off McDonald's. And
you're not using my printed one.
On the pod. Oh, yeah.
I deleted her out. We didn't need to talk about Joan Kroc.
Well,
although, she
to.
Was kind of significant.
This is my segment.
It
I
is.
Get to do some of it.
I tried to.
Joan Kroc,
ladies and gentlemen,
even.
Full transparency. I printed them up for Neil, but I did do some editing and took some out just to streamline the process a little bit. But if you want Joan Kroc, and you can Joan Kroc it up all you want.
Right on. Are Kroc shoes named after them? No, I don't think so.
No.
They're spelled with a
spelling.
C. This is with a K. And she was born on this day, 1928. Grammy Award-winning musician, he was the captain alongside Tennille Daryl Dragon.
It's him on the keyboard here. I don't think he ever sang.
I don't think so.
What was he the captain of?
I don't know.
And you remember that
particular piano, I guess.
Yeah, do you remember that controversial episode of the Captain and Tennille show where a guy from Somalia showed up and said, wait a minute, look at me, I'm the captain now. And he took over. He started playing. He was a very good piano player.
Next
actually might be a little bit better than Daryl Dragon.
Next thing you know, Daryl Dragon's out.
Yeah, he's out. He's playing tambourine.
Right. Sorry about that. I am now the junior captain of Captain Antonio. Daryl Dragon, born on this day, 1942. We lost him not that long ago. Founding member of the group Alabama. We're talking about Jeff Cook.
I didn't get any. We know what Alabama
sounds
like. He's
a guitar player, yes. Born on this day, 1949. We knew him as Pee-wee Herman. His real name, Paul Rubens, born on this day, 1952.
I think we just lost him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world. Not for $100 billion trillion.
Then you're crazy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
This could go on for a while.
It does. I think it's the whole scene, in fact. Yes.
So Paul Rubens there, of course, he chose poorly on a few things, but
had a little too much fun that day at the theater. Right,
at the theater. It wasn't a mainstream theater either. Born on this day again, 1952.
They weren't showing Bambi at that one?
No. Okay. No. Right. Bambi Does Dallas was the name of that one. And Paul Rubens, 1952. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff must have got stuck in traffic or in the storm.
I forgot. Yeah.
Paladin presents Martha Ray, stage star, denture wearer.
When I have to give an audience my big Martha Ray smile, I need something extra.
The most famous denture wearer ever in the history of mankind, Martha Ray.
Yes. She had a lot of teeth in that smile, and she wasn't afraid to show them either.
She was Hollywood's big mouth, as she was. Yes. She did some comedic work, some writing. She was in at least one of the Sid and Marty Krofft shows. Might have been the Bugaloos or Sigmund and the Sea Monsters or one of those. But Martha Ray.
What year was she? She
1916.
Was okay.
Died in 94, and they buried her with all the dentures that she wore. Mm. Wow. Not just the ones in her mouth at the time.
That's
so
a big
that took some room. Now they're all
gone, okay. But not forgotten.
So are you going to do the Bob-a-thon then?
Yeah.
Since you're here? Okay.
Yeah.
So would you like to start it with George Strait, Gone as a Girl Can Get?
Okay.
Your fan club is here, Neil.
Okay.
Dust on the Bottle, David Lee Murphy. Or It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere with Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffet.
Anybody? Dust on the Bottle? Well, we had everybody. I heard Dust on the Bottle first. Sorry, ma'am.
Okay.
So we're going David Lee Murphy.
Uh-oh.
Better do the ID.
Yeah, I know. What happened there? Well, you know, we're out here at the fair. Technical issues. It happens, doesn't it?
It does.
Let's do this first.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Bob.